You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast, KGYM Sports Radio.
Welcome into the Gym Class Friday edition here on KGYM. The weekend just about upon us, and that is good, good news. Presented by DuPaco Community Credit Union each and every day right here on KGYM during the 3 o'clock hour. Check them out online at DuPaco.com and learn how you can boost your financial well-being. Scott Unash, Mark Dukes with you. Ben on the other side of the glass. Good show for you coming up today. The Emil's Hideaway Pick 6. We'll have that toward the back half of the program. Dave and I will try to do a lot better. And your chance to win a $30 gift card from Emil's Hideaway on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids. That is up for grabs today if your picker has the best weekend among the panelists. We'll talk about Iowa, Nevada, Iowa State, and Ohio. We'll talk Big Ten, Big 12, college football, pro football this weekend, pro football from last night. All that and more on the program here today. Text line available to you at 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600. That is our phone line as well. Same digits, 319-366-1600. As we come your way today on 1600 AM, 102.3 FM in Cedar Rapids, in Iowa City, it's 106.3 FM, the KGYM radio stream, mobile app, and smart speaker as well. And if you have not done so already, please download our app. And best of luck to everybody in the knockout pool this weekend. I believe, if I took a look, read it correctly, we lost about half last weekend, believe it or not. There were a lot of people went down with the Broncos on Monday night. Myself and a lot of people went down with the Cincinnati Bengals ship on Sunday afternoon. There were a couple biggies that people had had their eye on and went down with. So, yeah, we'll look forward to 2023. I couldn't win anyway. Good afternoon, Mark.
Good afternoon, Scott. Good afternoon to everyone out there. That knockout pool is tough stuff.
Yes, it is.
In the NFL, you'd think people are going to load up on the Packers this week, right? Home opener.
Yeah, after looking not so good last week.
8-0 in the last eight.
I've heard they own the Bears.
Everybody's back at practice. I'm not telling you what to do, but I think that's going to be a popular pick.
I'd have to just double check and see how everybody is.
Yeah, it's weird because you don't want to pick a team that's going to win 13 games on the year. You could pick them just about any week.
You want to waste it in week two.
The Lions favored this week? I don't know.
Yeah, first time in a long, long time. The Motor City Cats are a favorite coming up this week. Take the Lions. Come on. What do you got to lose? 319-366-1600. By the way, thanks to I'm On Communications, the official sponsor of our knockout pool, as well as All Things Fantasy Sports right here on KGYM. They sponsor our talk to Chris Liss on Wednesdays and Todd and Alex's talk with Tristan Cockcroft as well on Wednesdays. College football getting started tonight with a pair of games. Florida State and Louisville from Kentucky. Air Force and Wyoming. A sneaky game tonight out in Laramie.
Yeah.
Air Force is good. They're good, but that's not an easy place to play. No matter how good or bad Wyoming is. And they're not great this year, but that's a sneaky game. That's a sneaky game, just saying that. So those are the games coming up tonight on a Friday night docket. No Big Ten games tonight. We'll get to the Big Ten coming up and college football in earnest here in just a little bit. But we got the football weekend started last night, not only out at Kingston with high school football week four with a good fourth quarter by Linmar. They defeat Washington last night. Iowa City West got a win as well last night on the road over at Brady Street Stadium against Davenport North. But the professional week number two got underway at Arrowhead Stadium with the Chiefs coming from behind to knock off the L.A. Chargers last night, 27-24. And good win at home. I'm very happy, very satisfied. Little shaky start really, really good middle. And a little bit of prevent at the end, which kind of gave me a few... Watching the replay gave me gray hairs.
Well, you like to win games when you don't play exactly your best against a very good team, which is the Chargers.
They are very good.
But one bad pass, one great play by the Chiefs, Jalen Watson.
Rookie.
99-yard interception return. He was working at Wendy's a couple years ago.
Yes, he was.
Because he couldn't get his grades up.
Was that SC?
And ended up being a seventh-round draft pick and the hero last night.
Chiefs really like Watson. They really like McDuffie, obviously, their number one pick, the corner. And they aren't afraid to throw him out there and in big-time situations as well. I do not know what Justin Herbert was looking at. I mean, he'd have made a horrible read. Could not have possibly seen. He had another receiver in front of his intended receiver that I think may have been in the field of vision of where Watson was. And, you know, thank you for that.
Herbert had an excellent game, as did Mahomes, after both started slowly.
And Herbert got banged up. He is going to be, according to the Chargers and Brandon Staley, he is going to be okay. Does have 3 extra days to get ready for their next game. But Mike Dana really hit him hard. And he hurt him. And I tell you what, that was gutsy to come back in there and to lead that last 2-minute drive down the field. Fourth down pass, which was a real beauty in the back of the end zone. And a lot of people commenting that Al Michaels had money on it. Mm. I don't think Al Michaels is betting on these games. He's not Musburger. But at any rate, had to get the onside kick, didn't, and the Chiefs come away with the home win in that series and in that game and in the division, which is huge, 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 huge this year.
Yeah, unfortunately, Mount Vernon, a former Mount Vernon prep, Jack Cochran, was not in uniform last night. He was one of the half a dozen inactives for the Chiefs. Perhaps he'll get his opportunity down the road. But it was a huge divisional win for the Chiefs. And Mahomes is so good ahead, behind. He's a guy you want on your side. But Herbert was really good, too. I didn't watch. I listened. I listened to you guys Kingston.
Thank you.
I listened to the Chiefs and Chargers on KGYM. Did not dive into Amazon Prime. But curious what you did out there. Did you see the game from home, from a bar or restaurant? 319-366-1600. The reviews that I've read were pretty good.
Yeah, you know what? I didn't see it live. I watched the replay of it. And, you know, Al Michaels is the consummate professional. If you have criticisms of Al Michaels, it's almost like criticizing your father or your grandfather. He's, even at the age that he is at right now, he is terrific. Absolutely terrific. And I was kind of wanting to see how he would work with Kirk Herbstreit. And Kirk Herbstreit, I thought, was sharp as far as his analysis in a professional game. Now, he's terrific at the college game, no doubt about it. I still think he's probably a little bit better at the college game. He knows a little bit more about it. But he was spot on. And like you said, reviews were good last night about the broadcast itself. The graphics I thought were a little weird because they have the names. They have no space between the first name and the last name. Travis Kelce. So that's a little bit weird to get used to. But, you know, as far as Amazon and streaming and whatnot, most of the country, I mean, it's not going to be a situation where it's, okay, Amazon is having or whomever is having a big problem at the site itself. It's going to be how you receive it in your home, Mark.
If you've got, depending on your Wi-Fi situation, et cetera, et cetera. So I think that a lot of the complaints out there by people who did have problems last night were because they may have had, you know, not the ideal situation and how to bring down something. I don't know. I wasn't there. The majority of people, the way it sounded around the country, according to Twitter, other platforms, most people were fairly happy. Most people were fairly happy. Now, there are others, though, like you. I think that a percentage of the population, and yeah, let's face it, it's the older percentage of the population, you, me, our group and older, can take or leave this a little bit. Do I really want to pay another blank, blank, blank to watch my Thursday night football?
I'm going to have to come around eventually because my son's been after me for a long time to get with the 21st century.
Hi, Matt.
Go out and buy a stick or whatever. You know, whatever you need to set it up and get whatever service you want, whether it's YouTube or I don't know how many are out there, but and get that saucer out of the backyard.
No one has a saucer anymore, do they? When you see one of those driving down the road, you go, hey, a big dish. 319-366-1600. What did you think about last night's debut on the streaming platform? Also, we wanted to ask this, Mark, of people out there. If you went out to watch the game, and there are a couple of Chiefs bars here in town, I will not name them, but there are. Did they have the game? Was it easy for them to get said game? Because we had a listener yesterday tell us that it was easy to get it. And then I read there were some other places that it was not easy to get it. So I am just curious because I did not have that opportunity to do that. And we figured we just take it to you, our listener. You are the you are our eyes and ears out there. You're our army on the ground. So if you went out somewhere, was it easy for you to view the game? Was it easy for said establishment to pick up the game last night? 319-366-1600.
Yeah, let us know. 1096 on the text line. It's 2022. Amazon Prime isn't that hard to get set up and watch. I'm guessing the boomers had a tough time getting the game on.
Well,
I didn't try.
I think the problem is, okay, unless you have already Amazon Prime, I think it's, okay, do I really want to spend another? I think they can figure out, I can figure out how to do it. And, you know, I'm not a Rhodes Scholar or anything like that. Fill in your own joke here. But it's just another, okay, here's another on top of this one, this charge, and this charge, and this charge. Do I really want to lay down another charge to see Thursday night football? Now, it's going to get more plentiful and plentiful, Mark. You know that. I know that. Everybody knows that. And especially in the college game. I think this is going to be the extent as far as the NFL. You think not? Amazon Prime Sunday game, afternoon game.
I wouldn't rule out anything. 1207 on the text line. Finally, the wife's subscription and weekly Amazon deliveries have paid off.
Awesome. Awesome. Jeff says radio works fine for me. Thank you, Jeff. You and Mark and others. I bet you we had big numbers last night for the game. As the Chiefs took on the Chargers. Prime is worth getting. Plenty of good shows. No issues with my radio, says 3534. I like that. Go ahead.
Kyle said, I took the kids to the Colonels game. It was great.
Colonels won, and there was a heck of a firework demonstration afterwards.
Uh-huh.
Right in the midst of the football game.
You had a good seat for it.
I had a great seat for it. Folks in the west stands, or east stands, I beg your pardon, not so much. They had to go to the top and turn around, but it was a very nice fireworks display last night for the Colonels, and they will take on South Bend tonight, by the way, in Game 3, winner take all of that divisional series over at Vet Stadium. I had low expectations, but it looked like a big-time major network presentation. Bezos knows he won't make money off the games, but they ran plenty of spots to promote other Amazon Prime Video offerings and other Amazon products, so it was worth it to him, says 6429. And yeah, that's the case. I mean, one of the reviewers on Twitter today talked about the fact that, you know, he's thinking he's not going to plop down the money. Saw it last night, but is not going to plop down the money because it's not like, you know, I kind of equate it to, Mark, you and I, we love to have that newspaper in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
The feel of the newspaper, you know, you rattle it and makes that sound, you know? And now...
And you can take it anywhere.
Right. You don't get it now. You get the, you know, you got it on the tablet. You got it on the whatever more often than not.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of the same thing. He was saying that, you know, you're watching the game, and if it's halftime, if there's a commercial, whatever the case it may be, you flip it over. You're a guy. You flip the station over to something else, and then you flip it back, which is a guy thing. Another Seinfeld reference. But, you know, it's just going to be an acquired taste like anything else, Mark. It is here to stay. It's not going anywhere, folks.
Like I said, I'm gonna have to make some changes, and I don't know. 71-76, I am 61 years old, have had Amazon Prime for over a year, and didn't watch the game because I don't give a about either team.
Come on, 71-76. Chiefs Kingdom wants you.
I recall that a year ago. I don't want to give too much, you know, attention to Amazon, but I signed up for Amazon Prime to buy some Christmas gifts last year. That's not the same thing, is it? Or is it?
Well, it's all in the same umbrella.
Amazon Prime, and I didn't know it.
You may have to check. You may have to check, Mark.
I'd rather not have to.
Must be a Broncos fan, says 0909. 11:65. I think it's only worth it if it's a good quality game like last night. Otherwise, no. Luckily, we steal a friend's account. There's the other thing. They will never be able to figure out how many people watch this game. Because, because A, if it's in, it's impossible anyway to come up with accuracy as far as television. Very impossible as far as radio is concerned. You and I both know that. And also, that situation right there. You've got so many people giving their account to their friends who give it to their friends who can give it to their friends that you could have one subscription, say, that is actually an official subscription, and you could have 10 people watching it, perhaps. I mean, that's just kind of the way it all plays out. I'm not sure how many...
Is that how it's measured?
Correct. I mean, okay. By these subscribers. It's, you know... But again, it's not network television. It's not cable television. You don't need those exact numbers. It's all the same, Mark. My wife has Amazon Prime. I tuned in on my TV and just clicked on the ad to watch the game. Didn't have to do a thing, says Matt, the Michigan fan. Try it tonight, Mark. Whatever lovely Friday night show is on, just go, you know, click on it, see if it comes up.
And interrupt the Twins and Guardians?
Well, that's true. You do have the Twins. Do it before the Twins game.
Okay.
Do it before the Twins game. Michaels and Herb Street were awesome to get together, says 1900. I would agree. They were very, very good. This boomer thought it was a little glitchy, but fine. Pre-game, not great, but love fits magic. Yeah, it's as the couple people on Twitter put that review these particular events and these particular games and shows. Yeah, it had the requisite pre- and post-game show of former athletes that you like or don't like, and all talking at once. So that was like any, you know, it was like Fox or NBC or CBS in that respect.
Yeah, the only criticisms I heard was some pixelization. Is that the right word?
Correct.
But you can't really know if that's on the user's end or Amazon. And the only other one I heard was that there wasn't a lot of levity between Michaels and Herb Street.
That'll come. That'll come. I mean, you got to get a little bit of...
Except for Michaels to say to Herb Street, have a good time in Boone, North Carolina.
How can you not have a good time on the campus of Appalachian State? You know, that will come with experience with those two. They'll get comfortable with one another, and they'll start to yuck it up a little bit more. 319-366-1600, 325. Thanks for the interaction. Appreciate it. Still waiting for somebody that went to a bar, though, last night.
Yeah.
Or an establishment and watched the game. Was everything okay right there? Hey, our friend Mike Colas, who joined us yesterday, and by the way, if you missed our conversation with Mike, go ahead and go back to the podcast, kgymradio.com, and revisit that. That is available at kgymradio.com or Apple or Spotify. He is reporting, and Paul Gavin, our friend at Mount Mercy, is seconding this, that the Nevada football team practiced at Mount Mercy's athletic complex today.
Well, Nevada came in yesterday, I believe, to Iowa, has had trouble practicing outside because of fog and smog issues in Nevada, had to go to a convention center for a couple days. And thanks for that report, Mike. Interesting.
Yeah, right over there at Mount Mercy.
Which doesn't have a football team.
Not yet. Got a nice facility, but not a football team as of yet. Still is expected to be coming in the next couple years, though. That is the reason why they were got inclusion into the Heart of America Conference. 319-366-1600, 8077 says, why isn't there two games on Sunday for the NFL 3 p.m. slot? I know last week it was the first week, and there was, but going forward it seems to only be CBS or Fox, not both. I've always wondered why that is. That is a part of the television contract deal. Each network has a doubleheader, and they flip-flop those so that they have an even number of games and doubleheaders throughout the season. Now, if there is going to be an Amazon game, Prime game, whatever, in the future, would it be one of those 3 o'clock games to go along? So Fox has the NFL doubleheader. Maybe Prime gets one. That's the only other. They can't have two Sunday night games. They can't have two Monday night games, Mark. Players already hate Thursday night. So I don't think they're going to throw a Tuesday night at them or anything like that.
6429 says, Mark, if you have Amazon Prime, you're already paying for Prime Video. I'll be darned.
Go find it.
Just a couple clicks away.
And let America know. Oh, okay. 0558 Nevada is confirming Nevada did practice at Mount Mercy because he is driving them this weekend in with Windstar.
Getting all kinds of inside information.
Oh, there we go. Yeah, what are their first 3 plays? How did the defense look? Oh boy. So there you go.
I know nothing.
Mount Mercy was over hosting Nevada today. Thank you for that late-breaking information right there. Speaking of Iowa football, we'll hear from Kirk Ferentz and the coaches on Tuesday, Kirk Ferentz and the players on Tuesday, and Todd and Alex will have audio on that with Coaches Cuts. It is brought to you by Network Computer Solutions online at ncsei.com. We need to get to Mark and Our afternoon Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update brought to you by Emil's Hideaway and First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, right across from Lindale Mall next to the Home Depot and behind Taco John's. And they're open at 4 o'clock each day, including this evening. Be a nice night to be out on the patio out at Emil's. What do we have on the scoreboard?
One afternoon game at Wrigley Field. It's gone into the ninth. The Cubs, who are playing over 500 ball the last 50 games, by the way, leading 2-1. Everything else under the lights, including Minnesota and Cleveland, the White Sox at Detroit, and Cedar Rapids, and Mitch Keller scheduled to start at the Mets tonight. Jordan Burroughs has won his sixth World Wrestling Championship. This is freestyle, not WWE. Along with his gold medal, he's accumulated seven world championships. He won his first world title in 2011. That's a lot of wrestling between 2011 and right now. Iowa State is going to announce on Monday morning plans for SciTown, which is a development plan between Jack Trice Stadium and Hilton Coliseum.
Which is connecting with the bridge.
Finally, former Iowa star and Anamosa prep Marshall Yanda will be taken into the Baltimore Ravens Ring of Honor in a ceremony planned for December 4th. That's quite a story right there.
Indeed. Very good story. Yeah, the Iowa State, the SciTown, that was a whole part of that. I mean, yes, the pedestrian bridge was a part of it, and they're going to have shops in there between Hilton Coliseum and Jack Trice Stadium. It's going to be a very nice little area right down there. It's good.
Reminiscent?
Thank you. I can't talk today. Reminiscent of, Ballpark Village and Wrigleyville and other places like that. It's going to be of that sort of ilk. Maybe not on that scale, but something like that.
I haven't seen the renderings lately, but it sounds interesting.
I'm sure there'll be a place to get a drink. Bet your bottom dollar on that one. All right, we're going to talk and take a look at the college football slate. We got the pick six ready to go in just a little bit. Stay with us. More to come. Gym class here on a Friday on KGYM, presented by DuPaco Community Credit Union. Back after this.
Eastern Iowa weather on the gym.
I'm meteorologist Rebecca Kopelman with your weather first forecast, and we are going to have a mix of sun and clouds for the rest of the day today with temperatures in the mid-80s. It'll be a bit humid and a bit breezy. Later tonight, we'll have mostly cloudy skies and a few spotty showers will be possible. We'll have a higher chance for rain come Saturday morning. Scattered showers and storms will be possible through about midday. We'll then have mostly cloudy skies with temperatures in the low 80s. We'll have another round of rain likely Saturday night. That's your latest Iowa's News Now weather first forecast.
Because we have so many clients referring us to their friends, I think that's our biggest, best story. Hi, I'm Patty with Network Computer Solutions. I really think it's about us building that relationship and being an extension of their business. And even if I am just talking on the phone to them, you can see that smile on their face and know that another problem is solved.
Call NCS at 247-7223. Network Computer Solutions. They're the missing piece to your IT puzzle.
Want more football? Come see a special exhibit honoring the life and achievements of Papa Bear George Halas at the National Czech and Slovak Museum and Library. This renowned player, coach, and owner of the Chicago Bears and co-founder of the NFL was a first-generation Czech American. Follow the story of his life through this exhibit featuring artifacts and photos from the Pro Football Hall of Fame and the Chicago Bears. Don't miss Gridiron Champs George Halas and the Chicago Bears now at the National Czech and Slovak Museum and Library.
Getting the most for your money can help you relax. With power checking from Midwest One Bank, you may earn higher interest and ATM fee refunds by simply receiving electronic statements, making at least 15 debit card purchases that post and clear, and making at least one direct deposit, automatic debit from a third party, or bill pay transaction post and clear each qualification cycle. See MidwestOne.bank for details. Enjoy simply better banking from Midwest One Bank. Member FDIC.
Hurry into Menards to save big money with 11% off everything. Add style and security with Schlag lock sets. Coordinate the look of your home's decor with complimenting finishes and styles. Menards carries over 50 styles of interior and exterior lock sets. Right now, all Schlag lock sets are 11% off. Good through September 18th. Savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
CRST is looking for diesel truck mechanics in Cedar Rapids. Come help maintain their fleet of tractors and trailers. All skill levels are encouraged to apply. Even if you're not sure you meet the requirements, apply and try. CRST offers competitive starting wages and a comprehensive benefits package, plus 4-day work weeks, a boot allowance, uniform laundry services, and the latest shop tools and equipment. Apply to be a diesel truck mechanic now at crst.com/jobs or contact McCall Atwater at 319-440-1034.
Tune into the gym every weekday at 5 o'clock with Todd Brommelkamp and Alex Kuhn for Drive Time, driven by Lender Tire.
Back with you on the Gym Class 335 here on KGYM. We'll get the panel together in about 5 minutes or so for the Emil's Hideaway Pick 6, as we'll pick a slate of 6 games coming up this weekend, and you can hitch your wagon to one of the prognosticators who has the best week. And if you hitch your wagon up to them, you will get a $30 gift card. Big Ten, Mark, for this weekend. Some sneaky good games, I think. Sneaky good games. And we're going to pick a couple of them. Number one game that I'm kind of keeping an eye on is going to be out in Seattle with Michigan State and Washington going at it. Now, Washington has been down the last handful of years. Seemingly, whenever they're kind of the Texas of the Northwest. Sorry, BJ and Marion, but every time people say that Washington is back, they have a big game and then lose by 3 touchdowns. They're doing it again. That Washington could be back and could be back. Michigan State goes out there. Spartans have not been world beaters so far in their 2-0 start this year. I'm keeping an eye on that one on Saturday night.
I would agree. And interesting to see what happens in Lincoln with interim coach Mickey Joseph of Nebraska taking on Oklahoma, nearly a 2-touchdown underdog at home. How will Nebraska look? How will it perform? That's an interesting game there as well. And then you have a game in Syracuse, right?
Yeah, at it's not the Carrier Dome anymore, which is just like sacrilege.
Like Boeheim Dome, or I don't know.
The JMA Wireless Dome.
Oh, okay.
In Syracuse, where Purdue will take on the Orange. Syracuse, I think, going to be better this year. Now, how much better, we'll have to wait and see. But, you know, Iowa struggled up there many years ago against a not-so-great Syracuse team.
Five-down goal line stand.
Yeah, the five-down goal line stand, yes. So I don't think that's going to be a gimme or anything like that. And then Penn State-Auburn is a very interesting game. Auburn is, boy, you talk about a staff that is on the hot seat right now in their second year. Oy. But Auburn getting points, interesting, on the plane. That's very interesting. Can Penn State, 2-0, but if they've been world beaters, we'll see. But some interesting Big Ten games this week. And I like Oklahoma and Nebraska, too, because just you never know what's going to happen after a coaching change.
Mm-hmm.
You just never, ever know what's going to happen. Of course, Iowa State in action against Ohio. That is a 1 o'clock start, 11 o'clock with the pregame on our stations here on KGYM for you. Also in the Big 12 coming up tomorrow, all of a sudden – a couple games that are all of a sudden interesting. Texas Tech is off to a nice 2-0 start with a couple of really good wins, including a win over Houston. They go to Raleigh to take on NC State, who very fortunate to be 2-0 at this point. They're number 16. And then the red-hot Kansas Jayhawks off a win on the road in the conference against West Virginia. They go to Houston to take on the Cougars, who are 1-1. At this point, Can Kansas go 3-0 to start and open a few more eyes?
That'd be a fun story.
It would be a fun story. You know, the last time this happened, Mangino was in charge, and they were cheating all over the place. But I think they got their guy now. I'm following that Kansas team. We'll see. Wedge lets us know, don't forget about the best 2-0 versus 0-2 game. That is Cal versus Notre Dame. And he will be in the second row. Well, have fun, Wedge. Have a great time over there in South Bend. Should be a lot of fun. All right, we're going to take a break, get the panel together, and pick some games on the Emil's Hideaway Pick 6, and we'll do that when we return on the gym class after this here on KGYM.
Okay, Max is out with his friends. He's had a few drinks, and now he's ready to go home. Does he A, risk getting pulled over and hurting himself and someone else by getting behind the wheel? Or B, get someone to drive him? Let's watch. It looks like Max is taking out his phone. He's finding his rideshare app. He's getting a ride. Way to go, Max. Way to go. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by the Iowa Governor's Traffic Safety Bureau.
Save the day.
January 8th.
8 days after New Year's Day.
Yeah. Is that right? Or is it 7?
No one cares! The Z102.9 Wedding Show!
Sunday, January 8th!
Cedar Rapids!
Be there!
KGYM Sports Radio brings you the best in Iowa football pregame programming with a Before the Boom podcast, available on the KGYM app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's not easy being the one everyone counts on to keep the facility running, no matter the weather or supply chain hiccup. But we get you, Raymond in Buffalo, and Maria in Miami, Jules in Minneapolis, and Stan in Central Indiana, taking control of everything that's under your control. At Grainger, we're here for you with experienced branch staff at over 250 locations so you get the product you're looking for. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The Labor Day event from Dell Technologies is here. End the summer strong by starting up a new season of productivity. Your business upgrade begins with up to 48% off top-rated laptops like Vostro, taking performance to the next level with 12th-gen Intel Core processors. It's time to push your growing business even further. What's next for you? Upgrade today by calling 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL. 877-ASK-DELL.
Back with you in the gym class from the Circus Sports Iowa Studios at 3:42. Scott, Mark with you. Spencer joining us. Dave's going to be joining us as well.
Hopefully he answered the phone.
In just a moment. He did. He is on the line. He's a stand-up guy. And we will get our picks here in just a little bit. We have a poll question available at KGYMradio.com for you to answer today.
We do indeed. How many points will Iowa score Saturday night against Nevada? Give you five choices, 24 or fewer, 25 to 30, 31 to 35, 36 to 41, or 42 or more.
How many safeties is that? I was trying to figure that out on my show, and I didn't get into radio for the math, so I'm like trying to do
the last one's 21.
Yeah.
Carry the 3.
Carry the 5 times 6 plus 12. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. We'll have our predictions on that coming up here in just a little bit. The panel is together as we get ready for the Emil's Hideaway Pick 6 each week, brought to you by Emil's Hideaway, First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, across from Lindale Mall, next to the Home Depot and behind Taco John's. Thanks to our friend Dave, as well as Jamie and Chris and everybody down there, do such a great job helping us out here on KGYM and helping out one of our lucky listeners. And we'll ask for four of you to hitch your wagon up to a prognosticator of your choice, unless you get that last choice, and then you have no choice. But you won last week if you had no choice with Mark. So follow that logic.
Sometimes last is best.
Last shall be first.
Yeah.
As many people have said over the years. And if you have been one of our contestants over the last, so far this year anyway, please hold off. We want to try to get a rotation going every 3 weeks with one of our contestants. With that in mind, I'm going to throw it to you, Mark. going to bring Dave on. Dave is there, right? Dave, you're okay, right? Everything's good? You're okay.
I'm still breathing.
Good. Very good. You're a stand-up guy, just like Spencer Petras.
I lost my blind squirrel.
Most unlikely start in Picks history, perhaps, with Dave at 0-11. He'll end up winning it. Just watch. At any rate, I happened to win last week at 4-2, as did David in North Liberty. He was the winner of our gift card because I was left on the table.
The last shall be first.
Season leader Spencer at 7-4. Two-game lead over me and others trailing. So the order of picks today will be myself, followed by Dave, Spencer, and then Scott. First game up, Purdue, a virtual pick 'em, -1 at Syracuse. I've read that Purdue's a little banged up. Not Charlie Jones or Aiden O'Connell or anybody like that, but it's a tough trip, I think. It's not too far for Purdue. But I'm going to go with the home team here. Give me Syracuse. And 0-1. Dave.
Syracuse is trying to go 3-0 for just the second time in 5 years. The Orange have scored 79 points, beating Louisville and UConn. Now another test with Purdue and quarterback Aiden O'Connell. O'Connell has 567 yards and 5 touchdowns. And then there's this Charlie Jones character. He leads the nation with 21 receptions, 4 touchdowns, and nearly 300 yards. But I like Syracuse here to win at home.
Spencer.
I feel like I might be on an island with this one. We'll see what Scott has to say in just a moment. We didn't really learn a lot about either team last week. Purdue crushed Indiana State 56-0. As Dave mentioned, Syracuse 2-0. Louisville's a tough team to figure out. They beat them pretty soundly. UConn is horrendous, so I'm not reading much into Syracuse yet in 2022. I think I saw the total for this one's like 59.5 or 60, so could be a high-scoring kind of shootout-type game. I think Purdue has more weapons than a better team, so I will take Aiden O'Connell and Mr. Chuck Sizzle to win.
Oh, Chuck Sizzle. As a shout-out and a recognition to, I believe this weekend, the 50th anniversary of the debut of MASH, I will throw out a MASHism from Charles Emerson Winchester. My mother's bridge club could beat UConn. Jeff Johnson is smiling somewhere. Boiler up. Give me Purdue. I'm riding with the Boilers.
All right. I'm not on the island.
You're not on the island. I was going to even take Purdue if you took Syracuse.
Okay. All right.
Second game. And, Dave, you are up. It is Oklahoma giving 12.5 points at Nebraska.
Both teams have new coaches for this year's game. Nebraska's interim coach, Mickey Joseph, will be in charge of the Cornhuskers as they take on a Sooner team that's playing well, outscoring its opponents 78-16 in their first two games with coach Brent Venables. Oklahoma won 23-16 last year. I don't see it being that close this time. Nebraska is 1-6 against the spread. Their last 7 games at home as an underdog of more than 7 points. Give me the Sooners to win and cover.
Spencer.
The Huskers gave up 642 yards to Georgia Southern at home last week. And although I think they're a little bit better on offense, a little bit more stability with Casey Thompson, I'm not sure that they can stop Oklahoma, despite the Sooners' departures in the offseason. I will take the Sooners to win and cover as well.
As we speak, Nebraska people are watching Tom Osborne films on a loop. Call me stupid and crazy, and I was 0-for last week, but I am riding the new coach bump.
Okay.
Nebraska does not win, but they keep it relatively close. I'm going to go with Nebraska I may be on an island on this one, but I'm going with the Big Red to keep it fairly close.
You are on an island. And I hope you enjoy it. Although...
Oh, an island. Well, Scott Frost has nothing to do right now, so I, you know...
Three island games hit last week.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
So... don't fret too much, Scott, but I am going to take Oklahoma to cover
here
as well.
That's fine.
Spencer is up. Really good game in my mind. Penn State giving 3 at Auburn.
Yeah, these two games, two teams played a whale of a game last year in Happy Valley. Of course, the Nittany Lions won that one 28-20. Both teams are 2-0. Penn State, of course, won that game against Purdue. Crushed Ohio, who Iowa State, of course, is playing this week. Auburn struggled last week against San Jose State at home, and we already know their coach, Brian Harsin, is on some thin ice. I'm interested to see how Penn State does in a road environment, playing down there on the plains at Happy Valley. I like Penn State's offense a little bit more than Auburn, so I think Penn State will win, so I'll take the Nittany Lions and the points.
Grab your toilet paper, folks. Because I think they're going to be rolling Toomer's Corner.
Okay.
I'm going to go with Auburn. I'm going to go with... You give me 3 points in the Plains with Auburn, I'm taking it. Unless it's Bama. Mark.
I'm going to go with Auburn as well, just because I don't trust James Franklin.
It's a... easy bet to make. You really trust James Franklin?
Dave.
Penn State makes their 2022 top 25 debut tomorrow. The Lions pull out a home victory over the then number 22 Tigers last year. Auburn's defense has allowed only 16 points in each of their first two games. Give me the Tigers at home with the points.
Ooh, Spencer on an island.
My island is my island. You can't visit.
Game number 4. Scott, you are up. A game you talked about earlier in the show. That is Michigan State getting 3 points at Washington.
Both these teams scare me. Can I just pass? The first ever.
Let's hope they have fun.
The Vikings and I pass. Oh, that's the draft. I'm sorry. For absolutely no reason in the world, I'm going to take Washington. No idea why. Just Michigan State does not impress me this year, and Washington has not played well in big games over the last dozen years. But I'm going to go with the Huskies.
I'm going to go with Michigan State. I think the Spartans have a solid team. If you want to give me 3 in this game, and I'm not going to steal the thunder from Spencer on Washington's quarterback, who I really like, but I will ride with Michigan State. Dave.
This will be one of the more interesting matchups of the week. This will be Michigan State's first true test of the year. Their quarterback, Peyton Thorne, has thrown for 4 touchdowns, but has also had 3 interceptions. He has a stable of skilled receivers, however, that will be the difference in this game. Give the Spartans to win a close game. I'll take the point.
Spencer.
I will take the Spartans and the 3 points. I feel like Michigan State, better playmakers, better quarterback. Washington does have Michael Penix Jr., who is, of course, familiar with the Spartans from playing in Indiana. But I just feel like Washington, like Scott said, both teams, I don't have a lot of confidence in them, but I feel like Michigan State has the slight edge.
I am up first in game 5. It is Ohio. Used to be Ohio U. Just in Ohio now. Getting 17.5 points at Iowa State. Ohio's awful. Iowa State, you know, is there going to be a hangover? Maybe for a little while. But I think Hunter Deckers and Xavier Hutchinson are going to have another big game. And I'll go ahead and throw the points and ride with Iowa State. Dave.
The Cyclones got one monkey off their back last week and looked good moving forward. I expect a lot of points this week as both teams can move the ball. The Bobcats have a very good passing game, even against bigger, stronger opponents. Ohio's defense has allowed more than 700 yards passing this year so far and 8 touchdowns in their first 2 games. I look for that trend to continue. Give me Iowa State to win and cover. No hangover here. And just a little side note, the Cyclones are 13-4 against the spread their last 17 games before playing Baylor.
Spencer.
I have to agree with everyone who's picked so far. Iowa State should be able to control this one. Ohio's got a decent quarterback. They looked awful at Penn State last week. I think Iowa State wins at home, wins convincingly. I'll take the Cyclones and the points.
Scott.
I was 0 for last week, but I'm not entirely stupid. I will take Iowa State and throw the. It'll be something like 34-10. They'll sleepwalk a little bit, play a lot of guys, and get ready for the big one against Baylor next week, which is going to be huge in the Big 12.
Last game on the docket and the tiebreaker. Dave is up. It is Nevada practicing at Mount Mercy University today. Getting 23.5 points at Kinnick Stadium against Iowa. And the tiebreaker, total offensive yards for Iowa in this game.
Oh, I see what you did.
Dave.
Iowa's offense has been hard to watch through 2 games. Through those 2 games, Iowa has 16 punts and 14 points. We are the only team with more punts than points this season. The Hawkeyes put up only 150 total yards of offense and went 3-11 on third downs. It can only get better. Better happens this week. Iowa gets some players back. They improve the offensive line. The running game improves, which helps the passing game. All that makes the defense even better. Iowa pitches a shutout and covers. And tiebreaker,
350 total offensive yards for the Hawkeyes. Spencer.
I think Iowa's going to win. I have zero confidence in them blowing out this Nevada team. I'll take Nevada in the points. My final prediction was Iowa 27, Nevada 6. So I think Nevada will cover there. My tiebreaker, let's do even 300.
I think I had 20, what did I say, 27-7?
Yeah, you were a point off from
me. 27-7. Yeah. So I'll take Nevada in the points. Got to show me before I throw 23.5 on this little baby. I'm going to take 279. Because it's a nice round figure.
People are allowed to change their mind, right?
Sure,
yeah.
If you watch Before the Boom, our podcast, I said, I think 27-10 Iowa, which would be a Nevada cover. But I've changed my mind. The last 24 hours, I feel like Iowa's going to have a breakout game offensively. Incarnate Word gained about 700 yards against this team. So give me Iowa to cover, and I will say, sorry, Dave, but 351.
Oh, Price is righted you. All right. Hey, Dave, thanks to you. Thanks to Emils for helping out, and I know you're not going to go for this week, so best of luck.
I hope not.
All right. Thanks, Dave. All right, we need 4 contestants at 319-366-1600. If you've been a contestant this year, please hold off. Allow other people to have a shot. Pick one of the prognosticators, and if your picker has the best week, you get a $30 gift card to Emil's Hideaway. Again, 319-366-1600.
Mark. I just noticed that Dave and I have the exact same picks.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy. Take so did that Dave energy. And I last week. Todd and Alex next, and Jeff Kennedy tonight on CRM Live Sports, 7:15 out at Kingston Stadium. Have a great weekend, everybody. Thanks, guys. We'll see you all on Monday. Been listening to The Gym Class here on KGYM.
Wendy's new French toast sticks are so delicious, some are saying that they're better than their mom's breakfast.
Excuse me.
Did you just say Wendy's new French toast sticks are better than my breakfast?
Mom, is that you?
Answer the question.
I said some people are saying that because they're so crispy on the outside and fluffy on the inside and perfect in every way.
Uh-huh. And what do you think?